Hello.
Hello. Hi, good evening. My name is Sam, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national polling firm. We're conducting a poll about politics and issues in Tampa, Florida. So by any chance, are you registered to vote in the city of Tampa as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
All right, thank you. And the upcoming March, Tampa will hold elections for city council and mayor. So how likely are you to vote in this election? Very, somewhat, or not too likely?
Highly likely.
Okay, thank you. Now, could you please tell me, just to make sure that we are talking with everybody ages here, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
40 to 54.
Thank you. And how did you vote in the recent November 2022 elections? By mail, early in person, or on election day?
In person.
Thank you.
On election day.
On election day, okay.
We're
going to be early. Gotcha. So now, in general, do you think that city of Tampa is headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Right direction.
Okay, thank you. And do you feel the growth and development Tampa is experiencing is more of a good thing or a bad thing?
Good thing.
Thank you. As things stand now, would you vote to re-elect Jane Castor as mayor of Tampa, or would you vote for someone new to replace her?
Someone new.
Thank you. In general, which of the following candidates in upcoming March City Council races would you choose? One, who opposes Mayor Castor on nearly every one of her programs and instead says the City Council should have more power? Or one who works with Mayor Castor to pass her agenda?
I don't have an answer to that question. I have to think it out.
All right, no problem. Now, which of the following do you feel is the most important issue or problem facing the city of Tampa today? It's affordable housing, crime and public safety, too much city government spending, flooding and the threat of sea level rise, traffic congestion and condition of streets, jobs and economic development.
I would say the condition of streets and crime.
Condition. Okay. Crime will be your next option. Okay. Thank you. Now, next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion on each of the following. Here's the first one. Joe Biden?
Unfavorable.
That would be very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. What about Guido Maniscalco? Or Maniscalco?
I don't know who that is.
No problem. What about Ron DeSantis?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Joseph Citro?
Not familiar with him.
Not familiar. No problem. Bill Carson?
Not familiar.
Thank you. Sean Shaw?
Not familiar.
Jane Castor?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Jeanette Cruz?
Unfavorable. Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Orlando Goods?
Not familiar.
Okay. Lynn Hartek?
Not familiar.
Okay. Bob Henriquez?
Not familiar.
And Sandy Merman?
Somewhat favorable.
All right, thank you. Moving on. So next, mark which candidate you will vote for if you have to vote in the elections for mayor and city council today. So mayor, pick one.
I don't have an answer for you right now. I haven't done my research yet.
But imagine that you are you run out of options right now, run out of time, and you have to make a choice between Jane Castor and Bill Carson. Who would you choose?
Carson.
Okay, thank you. Now, City Council District 1, pick only one, either Sonia P. Brookins, Joseph Citro, Alan Clendenin, and Chase Harrison.
I have no idea.
And if you have to choose one?
Sir, I don't have to choose one, so I don't know.
All right. The thing is that the survey doesn't let me, like, select no one. So imagine that you are right now.
I have no idea who they are or what they stand for, so I can't give you a name.
I understand, sir. Okay, well, in that case, yeah, the survey won't let me continue. So.
Okay, no worries. Mm-hmm. We're heading into dinner now anyway, but I appreciate your call.
All right, appreciate your time anyways. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.